my goodness. Vancouver's live. Yeah, we should talk to Shnoodlebug, get a monologue remix of that. Shout out to Shnoodlebug. Also, shout out to Monoloquius. Monologue is in the house, everybody.
Hey. Woo-hoo. Oh, my God.
OMG.
Long time no hear.
OMG, WTF, Raffle BBQ, Lamau, RAR XD. There was an anime, like a 2000s anime rave. There's been a whole series of 2000s raves and Y2K raves that have come about. Yes, recently. Ooh. Yeah, we'll talk about it in the news at the top of the hour. But more importantly, it's Vancouver FM every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. And boy, do we have a show for you talking about fun stuff. And not only one vinyl record, but two vinyl records. We have the test pressing of Omnia by Monoloquius. And avid listeners of the program will have known that I think it was back in December when it came out.
Yes.
That we did a whole episode feature, and so now we actually have it on wax.
7 months ago it was.
Yeah, holy.
Crazy.
Whoa, that's wild.
I know. Yeah, we did the whole debut here on Vancouver the day it came out, and now we've got it on wax.
Amazing.
So I'm so excited because now me and Lately,
yes,
we have a collaboration on a physical disc.
So good.
That we can spin at will.
And we'll talk about the production process of that. We also have from Buffalo, a game company that was featured at the Twitch community meetup, which happened this weekend, and we'll be talking about that in detail. We have the soundtrack, the two-disc soundtrack from Fresh Tracks. So lots of great music here on Vancouver FM. And of course, we'll be doing a big shout out to the Twitch community and all the vendors and awesome game devs that happened this weekend at the Anvil Center. We'll be talking about the production of that test pressing from Omnia. We've also got, of course, the news. There are tons of events coming up over the summer because apparently now is the time for furry raves and Y2K raves.
Ooh.
Hooray. So good. How's your summer going?
It's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Just got back from Vietnam a few weeks ago.
Ooh.
It was very, very hot there.
Yeah.
They were going through an extreme heat wave. So.
Nice.
As if it wasn't hot enough there already.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it was beautiful. Absolutely incredible. My second time there, so.
Nice.
But,
what those jackets from the delivery service ones?
Oh, Grab?
Yeah, you got some Grab jackets?
Some Grab jackets.
Yeah, so good. And those ones, those memes, I think I may have sent you one. I was like, send this to Simon. And it's like one day in Vietnam, 1 week in Vietnam, 1 year in Vietnam.
Yeah.
The guy's just squatting in a Grab jacket, playing cards.
Smoking
on the
cigarette.
CI. That's so good.
Shout out to Huey.
That's right.
Simon.
And definitely please let us know when that other collab project that we were working on is available. The one I did some voice recording for.
Oh, yeah. The gym app.
Yes.
Oh,
along with Bronze Little Wonton there.
That's right.
And a couple other people at Atelier de Monologue downtown.
Shout out to Jenny and Sinning.
That's right.
Yes. We've got a gym app on the way, courtesy of Huey, in beta right now, but it's going to be killer because it features Lately.
Hooray.
Wonderful. Glorious. Dude, I've been working out to your voice.
Oh, nice.
With this.
I need to work out to my own voice. I'm chunky right now.
Dude, I told Jenny I can't use Sinning's voice because it's so funny. I tried and I'm like dropping the weights because it's so funny. I was dying in the studio and I'm still dying trying
you
to
You can rely on me to get strong.
Bench presses. I'm like, I can't do this. But your voice and Jenny's I can do.
No problem. Motivational. That's what we do. We motivate our netizens here in the virtual plaza. Oh, so good. Of course, our theme song by the inimitable Shnoodlebug, who actually just performed over in Victoria a little while ago over at a pretty cool event. And definitely go check out Shnoodle's website, schnoodlevideo.com, S-C-H-N-O-O-D-L-E video.com. Yes, it's Vancouver FM. It's been a couple weeks since we've been live. Last kind of recap was with the Retro Gaming Expo. That was a lot of fun. A lot of folks who were at the Twitch community meetup were there as well too. So that's pretty sweet. And yeah, once this track is done here, we'll jump into a little bit of vinyl records. So the Twitch meetup itself was, and let's see, maybe it's this one here. Yeah, it's that one there.
Start spinning.
That's right. Turntable 2.
Engage.
For those of you listening at home, Fresh Tracks, which is available on Steam now, and it was released last year by Buffalo Buffalo, really great little dev house, as well as that did Fresh Tracks, as well as an awesome, cool thing called Rewrite, R-E-R-I-T-E. And I both of those games were available to play. Fresh Tracks itself is kind of a mix of rhythm game, Subway Surfer, skiing, Beat Saber kind of vibes, and really, really beautiful aesthetic. The sound was well mixed, and there's like jumping and leaning mechanics and slashing mechanics and everything, but I was really enjoying the soundtrack, and I actually picked up a copy. So now we've got another addition to physical video game music.
I just realized these are the sides.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God.
So those are the four, there are four main figures from Fresh Tracks for Spirits, and each of the soundtracks, because it's a two-disc set, so A, B, C, D for sides, and really, really beautiful stuff. And if you take a disc out, or you can see right there, it's got like a cookies and cream coloring.
I love that.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
It makes me want to eat it.
It matches the inner sleeve perfectly.
It does. It really does.
It's gorgeous artwork. I wish we could somehow.
Yeah, I will be playing this game on stream, because I did get a download code for the game as well. Mm. So big shout out to Buffalo Buffalo, and their plan is to have them come in and talk about not only this game but also the other game Rewrite as well, and how they started as a thing. And there's a whole bunch of really, really cool stuff out there. The meetup itself was over at the Anvil Center, and for those of you who are familiar with the Retro Gaming Expo, that's the same location there on 777 Columbia over in New Westminster in British Columbia. I did get a t-shirt, so.
Got him.
Yeah. and as you can see, Mona Locus and I, we can see all these wonderful vendors, so I really do have to give a big shout out to number one, Twitch Vancouver, for putting this on. There have been some Twitch meetups and community meetups in the past, but this was the first kind of annual arts and game market, and so they're planning to do more regular events going forward. And it's really great, because just earlier this year I managed to hit affiliate status on Twitch. I've been streaming a whole bunch, so definitely come check out the stream. I mostly do retro games and then some chill Overwatch streams, but also I do want to highlight local game devs on my streams as well too. twitch.tv/bitcoover. The Observatory has streamed on Twitch.
We have.
Yes. I've been on some of those streams.
Many eons ago.
Yeah, right? That's kind of when I started. And it's funny. I was looking back at some of it, because some of the people have messaged me and they're like, oh, you're streaming on Twitch again. I'm like, yeah. And you look at my account and it's like, yeah, made in 2017. Same thing with the Observatory. It's like, we did this a long time ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's coming up on 10 years.
I know, right?
What?
So this fall is the 9th anniversary.
What?
The 9th anniversary of Bitcoover FM. Which is wild to
what?
Me. Yeah. And then also...
Oh, my God.
For those of you
who... congrats.
Thank you.
That's a long... Congratulations.
Thank you.
It also deserves a what?
Yeah. It's crazy. And you can do it, too. If you want to get on community radio, if you want to stream, you can do it. Just put your heart to it. It's really not that hard. Mm. And it's a good place to get involved with everybody, I think. The cool thing about this game is that it's got a narrative voiceover.
Oh.
On the tracks as
is
well,
that what
too.
We're hearing now?
Yeah, here, I'll turn it up just a bit.
Of course it stopped.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
And the vocals were really nice.
Ooh.
I was playing on some, you know, those like squishy headphones that really go into your.
Mm.
Yeah, they were very comfy headphones, and they had an Xbox controller hooked up to some laptops to just play it on Steam. And I was very impressed with the game. And definitely the Rewrite one as well, too. R-E-R-I-T-E, Rewrite, made by Buffalo Buffalo. So definitely big shout-outs to Buffalo Buffalo. So the game devs, definitely I want to give a special shout-out to Friend Rice Studios, Shroudy Software, Cadaver Carnival Studios, Mango Power Games, the folks from Everything is Crab, the folks from Stardust Frontier, and the folks from The Rabbit Hole. All of those were, and of course Buffalo Buffalo, we had, I guess that makes, what, 8? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game devs available there. Yeah, amazing. Really, really cool stuff. There were tons of commission artists and vendor artists. Definitely got to give a shout out to everybody there. Sheriff Moose, Fading Jade, Mooncat Post, Private Paper Products, Deco She, Josh Akers, Elevenses, Allium Fungus, Jaylene, Sexy Garbage, Kawaii Kawuma, who I'm wearing a hoodie of right now, Chugus, Saiba and Sachi, Art by Grizz, Miyagu Art, and then vendor artists including Kinoharu, Bear and Koala, Shodan's World. I think that's Sits Fit Art, yeah, by Ruby Phillips, Jelly Ultra, big shout out Jelly Ultra, Telepathy Co, Chiong Rira, Jelly Roll Designs, Lindsay Ishihiro, Seobun, Zigzag Coated, Not Fish, who had some really cool stuff that looked like, you know, those SpongeBob popsicles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So they had a bunch of video game and anime characters. Yeah, yeah, but 3D modeled. And
oh,
then
really?
So 3D modeled on a computer program, Maya or Blender, I can't remember. And then it printed out on like a keychain or stickers. So really, really cool stuff. Yeah. Aki KZ, Western Mage, Sunshine Kim, Deadly Bear Hug, big shout outs, Deadly Bear Hug. They had a mechanical keyboard light up clicker thing. So you had like a little keyboard thing that you could click and light up, like a, I guess a fidget toy, but you know, a little keychain or something. So I thought those were really cool. Tempura Mayo, who I had a very good discussion with about Frutiger Arrow and Liminal stuff, and Dapper Cat Dice. Sam Kalensky, the OG, big shout out Sam. Sam has been there at every Retro Gaming Expo that I've been, so it's always good to see Sam. Stephology, Shoba, Flipside Animation, and Terra Wish, Karu Crafts, Silly Jilly Creates, and Scarlet Shop, Hello Carmo. And of course, special guests. Yeah, well, I was just there.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't a vendor. However, I did say that we were going to cover everybody here, so we got to give big shout outs. And of course, huge shout out to everybody and the staff for putting this on. Hoovian Art for doing the branded t-shirt printing and everything. In the main theater, they had mental health awareness, voice acting panel, cosplay contest, as well as live streaming. People were streaming the entire event, which is awesome. And big sponsors, of course, Offworld Industries, Bombshell, Moto Live, Paw Designs, Rain City Games, Kelly O'Brien's, The Yeti, Jukebox, and the McMillan Space Center. So a really like massive turnout.
Yeah,
hundreds of people came out. So it was really nice. And, you know, the Retro Gaming Expo is a big event, and so it did get a little overwhelming of trying to like talk to everybody. This was definitely a little more centered on that Twitch community. Get out of here, bug. And I did get lots of stuff, so definitely check out the Vancouver social media, mostly Instagram. That's where I'll be posting all the stickers and cool stuff that I got. But we are listening right now to the Fresh Tracks soundtrack. We're listening to the Coda side. So there are four kind of spirits that give you different abilities in your run of the game, and I was really impressed with the singing and the mixing. So really, really nice stuff.
Sick.
But yeah, Twitch Vancouver, so definitely go check them out.
How many years have they been running?
This was their first big event.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had community events before. I went to one a long time ago, like maybe 10 years ago kind of thing. And they've finally brought it back. And now they're putting Vancouver on the map as a community meetup and Twitch meeting place kind of thing. So you can go check out more information at meetups.twitch.tv/Vancouver. Also on Instagram at Twitch Vancouver, all in one world. And they have, let's see, volunteer-led community meetups powered by Twitch based in Greater Vancouver. And then the next one that's coming up is going to be in September. And there's more information, linktree.com/Twitch Vancouver. So lots of really, really cool stuff.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah. Huge shout out. Huge, huge, huge shout out. All right. We're going to listen to a little bit more of this soundtrack, and then we're going to come back and yak a bit more. So you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM.
I've been dreaming, hearing songs at night. Won't let the darkness keep you from my side. Oh, I've been chasing whispers. were children of the open air, dancing all day and all night.
Every night and every day, the rhythm never goes away. You know, winner takes the prize when you're trapped inside the game. Every day and every night, need you with me by my side. I can feel it in my veins. We gon' dance until the light, like a moth into a flame. Don't feel love.
Norwin's famous birdwatcher saw the world not just as it was, but as it could be. His love for birds inspired the lark, a wondrous flying machine that carried him to the unreachable corners of Norwin.
And we're back here on Bitcoover FM.
Yo.
That was side one of the Fresh Track soundtrack from Buffalo. Buffalo, so good. I really like that stuff. And if my calculations are correct, hooray, I got it right. We have Snow Bros, Nick and Tom.
Oh, hello.
Nice. All right, all right, all right.
Snow Brothers.
Let's add a whole bunch of credits. All right. I seem to recall we did this a couple years ago, too.
I think so.
A long time ago. Okay.
Oh, my God. This is
so
insane.
I am Blue. Whoa. Snow Brothers.
Am I Nick or am I Tom?
I don't know. Are you Nicholas or are you Thomas?
Thomas. That's Snow Brothers. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Whoa. Right. Oh, that's right. I can hit you with the thing. Yep. And then we go to the next level.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was... that's right. And then
oh,
you have to...
Shiza.
Thank you for moderating your... On stream, though, no problem. You should come and play... We can play this on stream.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Then you can be 18 plus. It's fine. But we'll be all nice and correct for the radio broadcast. Ooh, is that sushi? That looks like sushi. Nice.
Yeah.
That looks like... Yeah, Gunkan Maki.
Dude,
bottle.
For those listening, I used to play this game when I was a little kid, and I had our little arcade emulator, MAME 32.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which was totally legal.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Totally.
Ouch, I die.
And out of the 3,000 plus arcade games, this is the one I started playing the most, was Snow Bros. So this is a throwback.
Yeah. We also have Snow Bros. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
This is crazy.
What we're playing on is we have an arcade stick here. Woo! And Snow Bros is, how would you describe it? Snow-based platformer battle?
Yeah.
Something like that. Woo! And then you have to clear the levels to go up. And I think it just keeps going. Sushi!
It's like Bubble Bobble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Snow
instead of
bubbles.
And Bubble Bobble, that's one of my favorite games.
Yeah,
and then also the kind of the match 3 version of it called Puzzle Bobble or Bust a Move.
Yeah.
So that's on deck for games to play on stream.
Dude,
over the
so
next week.
Puzzle bobbles,
oh, there's
too?
So
there
many.
Like
there's
four or
yeah,
five of them.
At
there's,
least five. Yeah,
there's,
yeah.
It's
and then
crazy.
There's Puzzle Bobble 3 DX as well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. There we are. Oh, I did.
Oh, me too.
That's okay. Push button, continue, yes, and start. Yep. That's what's nice about the emulator is that, yeah, exactly. One, exactly.
What?
That's the only way you should do emulation is if you can add a coin. Because I was trying to play some Raiden, and then I've actually bought the $2 version on Steam.
Mm.
Ooh, Tamago. Tamago, yoink.
Oh.
Sorry. I love Tamago. Tamago nigiri.
Typical brothers.
Yep.
Typical older brother.
And then when he jumps, he's got this, if you jump to the side, or even just straight, he's got that kind of side flip, that circus act flip. Whee! There's just something.
I know. I like what they're wearing too. They got
yeah.
Little,
it's very like the Brothers Karamazov kind of thing.
Oh, the pumpkin dude.
Yeah, rot row. Floor 8.
That's not good, Dave.
Yeah, we'll play some Snow Bros, and then we might even play some Snow Brothers.
Brother.
Yeah. If I recall, Snow Bros 2.
Oh,
sorry,
the potions.
Snow Brothers the second. Oh, where it's like a